Oh my God. Doctor. You've done it. She's alive. Look at her. She's moving. You have brought a girl back to life. Or, no, created new life from dead flesh. The electrical charges. They brought her brain back as well. What is that? What is that that she's saying? I can't quite make it out. I'm going to go down there and do some further tests. Oh, congratulations, Doctor. It's a miracle. You are a master of flesh.
Please, Veronica.
You will surely win the Nobel Prize for this discovery.
Oh,
I'm going to go down and take some preliminary notes. Oh, what a marvelous discovery.
Oh my. Doctor? Doctor, she is. She's alive. She's really and truly alive.
God, what an annoying, uptight bitch. That'll teach you to probe with your pointy metal instruments. What body is this? Oh, and why are my tits so huge? This isn't my body. This is a much hotter body than I had before. Even if it is a bit, patchwork. Who are you up there? Let me get a closer look at you.
Oh, hello, Doctor. Something tells me that I have you to thank for this, resurrection, I suppose you'd call it. Although it's really just my brain that was resurrected. I don't think any of these body parts are mine. But, you know, I guess the brain is the most important one. Or maybe the second most important. Now that I got rid of that annoying laboratory assistant. She was so needy. Why'd you keep her around? Do you like it when someone needs you? I bet you do, Doctor. Well, don't you worry. I am not gonna let you go anywhere. You may have resurrected me, and sure, I belong to you, but you're also mine. My brave and oh-so-talented doctor. You brought me back to life, and I will never let you go for that. I'm going to stay by your side for the rest of my life. Is this considered a life? A second life? Perhaps unlife? I suppose you'll have to run some tests and see what my body can do. See if you can get my heart pumping and racing. And see how stable I am emotionally and mentally. Don't you worry, I'm never gonna leave your side. And I'm never gonna let you leave mine either. It'll just be you and me. Doctor, what was it? Frankenstein? Dr. Frankenstein and Frankenstein's Monster Girl. Doesn't that have a good ring to it? Your chest is so hard. It feels nice. I've only ever had a soft, supple body before. Your heart is racing at my touch, Doctor. Do you like it when I do that? Put my hands on your chest and your neck and run my fingers all the way down your chest and your stomach. Down, down, down. What is that? Someone is definitely happy to see his good little monster girl in the flesh. Let me just take down your pants. Oh. And get on my knees. And let me show you what your glorious creation is capable of. You know, being a patchwork girl, there are some benefits. You see, not every reflex or body part works optimally. And I believe that I am without a gag reflex. Was that an intentional design, Doctor? Let's see. I think you need to help me test it. Does that feel good, Doctor? I was right. My gag reflex does not, in fact, exist. And I can take your whole cock deep down in the depths of my throat. You can thrust it as deep and far down as you want. I am Dr. Frankenstein's good little monster girl, and you can fuck my pretty little face whenever you want to, Doctor. Oh, Doctor. Oh. full moon, Doctor. After all, you did just resurrect me. You don't want to suffocate me. At least not yet. Good little monster girl, you're calm. I want you to come deep down in my throat and fill my cheeks up with your cum, okay? Oh, dear good little monster girl. Pick whichever hole you want, okay? It'll just be Dr. Frankenstein and Frankenstein's good little monster girl from here on out. And if anyone gets in the way of me and you, well, then I'll deal with them, okay? Well, Doctor, I definitely enjoyed my checkup. But I feel I may get unwell many times more in the future. But I'm sure you and your cock will be more than happy to see me again in the future. Oh no, I think I may already be coming down with something. But I'll give you a little break, and you can see to me again later.